Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Miriam Mercer. Welcome to my Positive Life Answers podcast. I'm your podcast host and self-improvement expert, Dr. Miriam Mercer. You can call me Dr. Mary. My Positive Life Answers podcast, reminder that my goal is to help you transform the quality of your life and help you create the life you desire. The goal of this podcast is to help you make improvements and changes in your life in practical and empowering ways. The goal of the podcast is to help you make these improvements and changes. So, are you ready to roll today? If you are new and just discovered my podcast, a big welcome. I'm so glad you found me. Don't forget to follow and download the podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes. And to everyone, please don't keep me a secret and share and forward this podcast to anyone who you feel would benefit from it. Thank you also for your email messages and questions. And many thanks to some of those who have contacted me to tell me that they're enjoying my podcast, and that means a lot to me. Now let's focus on today's topic. I call this episode, Fear of Making Changes in Your Life. My thought is, it takes courage to make changes in your life or improvements in your life sometimes. Making changes or improvements in your life does take a certain amount of courage. To finally do it and even look at what needs to change when you feel dissatisfied or even stuck can seem like a monumental task. And it can bring up uneasy feelings. So in today's podcast, I'll talk to you about why some of us get scared, even if we're not aware of it, and why some of us get scared even though they need to do something about it. The courage it takes to make improvements and changing in your life, and the bravery to look at your life and the narrative of stories you've developed about your life, and ways you can take a step ahead. So that's what our goals are for today and what we're going to really focus on. And I'd like to start off by saying, remember, we have choices in our life. I believe that people haven't learned that you can do this work. I think some people have not been told that you do have a choice in your life in the way you react to difficulties and problems and times of unhappiness that come up in your life. The way we react to it is very important. And I believe people haven't learned that. And remember, it's not too late and you're not too far gone to make these kind of changes in your life. But to conquer the secret fear that keeps your dreams from coming true is really important to look at today. This came up from questions as well from the last couple weeks of our podcast episodes here. I remember a woman talked to me about she was so bored at her job. Now, she had a high-level job and a lot of responsibilities, but she said, I can do my job with my eyes closed and there's no chance of taking on even more responsibilities. I started to check and network for other jobs, and I think I'll apply at a bigger firm, but I never do. As a result, she felt stuck and unhappy where she is, but not happy either, yet not making any move to get out. What was holding her back? Something that holds many of us back from going after what we want in life, whether it's a job, relationship, or a certain situation. And that boils down to fear of change. Fear of change is the number one obstacle to success in anything that you do. Fear of change is an obstacle to making slight improvements in your life. Why do many of us fear change? And what does it take to keep it from holding us back? Anytime you do something new, even if it's in your favor or positive, such as even just like redecorating your house, it can cause anxiety because it takes us out of our comfort zone into an unknown territory. The unknown territory, or just the issue of not really being familiar with that new place, can be very intimidating. I have found through my intensive life coaching sessions, intensive coaching sessions, I should say, and in research from my books, Spontaneous Optimism, Bouncing Back from Difficult Times, I have found that part of us fear if we make the change we're longing to make, we won't be the same person anymore. We'll be strangers in our own lives. I have to repeat this because this is a real key here. Part of us fear that if we make the change we're longing to make or think we should make, we won't be the same person anymore. We'll be strangers in our lives. I need to reassure you that no, you won't. We won't be. We'll just be a better version of ourselves. And that's very comforting to hear. So to achieve great success, if you allow change, you can grow and you can realize your potential. You'll be much happier and satisfied. And these are the sources and roots of long-term change. or long-term happiness, not just like some people, they just chase happiness and it becomes a fleeting feeling. In this podcast episode, as well as other ones, I teach you how, like optimistic people, to make long-lasting changes in your life. If you do that, you'll be much more optimistic and happier. We can all start by upping our own happiness level by just taking some small steps. So if you start with making some small, gradual moves, rather than a major overhaul overnight, that could be your first step. You're more likely to succeed if you take each step that is manageable and helps you feel good, and it gives you the confidence you need to take that next step. Now, I always encourage people to dream big, make your vision for an exciting life that you want and fulfilling life that you want. But sometimes you need to take smaller steps, and even just small steps to get there, because with each step you take, you become more confident. Because you take small steps, you feel more confident and gain the confidence you need to take the next step. And while you're taking the small steps, remember, focus on the word improvement rather than major change, because the way you talk to yourself affects your mood and affects whether you will follow up in making these changes in your life. So if you change the way you talk, you can change the way you feel about what you're doing. Thinking about making improvements in your life as opposed to changing your life will make you feel less threatened, and therefore will help you feel more motivated about moving forward. So focus on improving your life and making small steps. In previous podcast episode, as well as my book, Spontaneous Optimism, it helps you develop that vision for your life and the small steps and goals that you need to support for that. And you can listen to those podcasts. Today's podcast is more of an overview. These are the keys and secrets to overcome your fear that keeps you from moving ahead in your life. Next, my next tip is that just remind yourself of any kind of change, positive, that you've already made. Think about how nervous you were when you started your current job, but how well you mastered it, for example. Reviewing even small changes that you made that turned out great will help you feel more likely to take a little bigger risk for change. We call this reference point, and you can read about that in my book that you can find on my online store at positiveanswers.com and in previous podcast episodes. So remember, these reference points are really important. And I found that resilient people especially use reference points to help them become more confident to take steps ahead. Another tip I would like to share with you is kind of putting aside and shelving your fears. Now, I'm not telling you to just ignore your feelings, but what I'm telling you is, okay, recognize you're fearful, maybe a little anxious about changing the job, changing a relationship, changing the way you do things in your life. It's important to recognize them. And one way to recognize them is just to take a pause in your life and feel them. Write them down in your journal. It's really important to feel the feeling, but also to write it down so you can let it go. You don't want it to become an agony anchor, as we discussed before in the previous podcast episode. You don't want it to become an agony anchor so that you can't move ahead in your life. So use the journal as a symbol, the symbol that tells you you're no longer going to worry, that you're going to write down your feelings, and then focus on some essentials that we'll get into in just a moment. And when you close that journal, it's like you're shelving your fears. It's really important that often in life, big or little changes are either forced upon us or we're in a position that we need to do something about it. And almost everyone reacts to some of this with some anxiety or some uneasiness to this kind of change. So the next time that happens, I recommend you look at the different parts of it, improvement, but also how would this change benefit me? It's really important to ask yourself as you journal, how does this change benefit me? No matter the change, you can almost always find something about it that is to your advantage and will improve your life. And another tip I can say here in this vein is, how can you make it fun? Make some of these changes more enjoyable or as enjoyable as possible. When you write down your goals and your vision, it should feel good to you. It should feel like it's not going to hold you back. Review them and see which one of those goals are obtainable for you in those first small steps. Many people start feeling regret when not doing things that they long to do. Also, many people, I think, feel regret not when things are going so very badly in their life, but when they feel like they're just stuck in a rut. Day in and day out, feeling like a robot and not having any fun or joy in their lives. So this is what we're talking about here. They may feel also content. They might feel something's missing and kind of zaps their energy. In talking to a lot of people in my intensive coaching sessions that I offer in my speeches, I really have found many people are afraid of burning the candle at both ends. But so many people don't even bother to light the candle. And I think that's very important. People are afraid of burning the candle at both ends, but some people just don't bother even lighting the candle. People become so scared of change that they become paralyzed. So people become scared of change or the many things going on in their lives that distract them. So you don't want those distractions, we call agony angers, and you don't want to stay stuck. So these are some tips that can help you move ahead in your life. So in summary, in this first part of my thoughts about how to overcome fear in your life is to start with small gradual moves instead of a big overhaul. For example, if you had thought about going back to school for a certificate or a class and something that you want to pursue, don't quit your job. Next semester, just sign up for one class and see how you feel about it. And forget fear. People associate change with a lot of pressure and stress that makes them anxious. So remember to focus on, how can this change really benefit me? How will it make me feel? Will it make me feel better about my life? And then stop the stress talk. Pessimistic people use words like stress out and too busy. As I mentioned in my recent speech to a bunch of leaders, I had talked about that the hashtag is I'm so busy is just going around like the plague in our society now and in our lives. So too busy is just an excuse. Stop saying the word too busy. This will hold you back. Everyone can find the change, the time for change, and to feel better about themselves. So speak optimistically. Don't say I'm stressed out and too busy. Say I'm challenged, but I'm stimulated to do better. So stop the stress talk and break free of these excuses. It really sounds like a valid reason for keeping things at the status quo or just the way they are. It's too late. People say, I have no time. They're so busy. Break free of these excuses. These are what I called with my co-author in our book, Spontaneous Optimism, agony anchors that hold you back. This is a really self-pity type of approach, and it's never empowering. When you do this, enlist only close people who would support you. Not everyone will support your dreams. Not everyone will be your cheerleader. So be careful who you tell about this right now. And ask yourself, what would you most like to have in your life right now? How would you feel if you didn't pursue that change? How did you feel at your last significant birthday or recent birthday? Birthdays are always a good reminder to help you remember to kind of reevaluate your life and where you're at. As you do this, think about some essentials that you need to follow your vision and your goals. And the essential is, you've heard me say this once before, and it's really important in this process to talk with you about it again. This is essential of changing yourself. And it's just one of the rules I came up with my co-author, that you can only have one thought at a time in your mind. The key to feeling optimistic, enjoying your life, and fulfilling your vision for a wonderful life is that you can only keep one thought at a time in your head. It's the most powerful yet under-publicized insight in psychology. So you might be wondering, well, Dr. Marius, what should that one thought be? And my answer is, dwell on what you want to accomplish. Do not dwell on what you don't want. So don't dwell that if you make an improvement or change in your life, whatever area it is, your career, your job, your family, your relationships, don't dwell on that knee-jerk reaction that this is too hard for me to do. I can't do this. It makes me too nervous. Dwell on what you want to accomplish and not what you don't want. One of the easiest ways to keep negative thoughts out of your mind is to crowd them out. After all, if you keep thinking more upbeat, solution-focused thoughts like optimistic people do naturally, and you can learn to do that via this method, you can't simultaneously focus on negative and depressing and upsetting thoughts. In fact, psychological research, and I am a psychologist, and I've done research for my book, Spontaneous Optimism, as well as been involved in research with the American Psychological Association. It shows that people who focus on positive experiences can't put up with more discomfort than people who do not dwell on positive, upbeat thoughts. So eventually, by putting this essential into action, you weed out any sprouting negative thoughts. To do this, to see how this works, do two experiments with yourself. Number one, first experiment. The next time a negative thought crosses your path, immediately think of your vision, your goals, or a delightful experience you once had. Next time you feel and observe a negative thought crossing your mind, immediately focus on what you want in your life. What do you envision for your life and your goals? And when you do that, please do not critique yourself that, oh my God, I'm negative again. You're just going to what we call put on your observer, which is being objective and taking a step out of yourself and just observing how you're thinking and feeling. And then next, do some random checks on your thoughts a few times a day, a few times during the next few days. Occasionally, just take a pause in what you're doing. Check to see if you're thinking pessimistic or optimistic thoughts. If you're thinking negative, draining thoughts that are holding you back, you know what to do. Just flip it to, okay, what can I do to make things improve in my life? And this goes beyond positive thinking, as I discussed with Andrew in my last two episodes. We're not creating here a false sense of happiness. We're helping you build a foundation so that you can have long-lasting peace of mind and enjoy your life. Essential number two, expect the best. As you begin any project, your frame of mind proves important. It's this simple. If you start a task with an upbeat, positive belief that you'll succeed, you will create the chances that you will figure out ways to assure a successful outcome. If you start a task with a negative or doubtful belief that you might fail, your belief makes it much harder to build up your motivation to succeed. The moral of the story is that what you expect will materialize into your reality. I wrote in my book a quote by Henry Ford, and Henry Ford once said, "If you think you can or think you can't, you're right." Let's look at it differently. Everyone has noticed some pessimistic people feel like an accident waiting to happen. And lo and behold, pessimistic, complaining people run into all sorts of potholes and problems. In contrast, I think, if you observe some people for whom success seems to come somewhat easily, these people tend to be more optimistic. They expect the best and they keep their minds focused on what they want. And they seem to draw from people around them opportunities that prove helpful. It seems like they're magnets attracting what they want in their life. By constantly expecting the best, they get exactly what they expect. They carefully choose what they think about. And now I give you permission to carefully choose what goes on in your life, what goes on in your choices to make change, and to remind you that you can make changes in your life. One other point here is that you need to have the gumption to change what you think. The difficulty here is that it's sometimes a natural tendency to slip back into old ways of thinking or old ways of doing things because people like to stay in their comfort zone. And this comfort zone begins to be what I call a rut. Whatever you call it, you probably continually have certain habits that would be better without, that you would be better without. You can grab the opportunities to do things differently if you choose to do that right now. And that's what I'm teaching you. Start now by creating a finer, more exciting future for yourself by just starting to dwell on upbeat, positive thoughts of what you want and stop dwelling on negative thoughts that you do not want. Expect the best. To do this, you need the gumption to change and improve some of your habitual ways of thinking. So, do you feel unhappy enough to make this change? Is your sense of happiness greater than your anxiety or fear of change? When you hear new information on the subject, do you sometimes change your opinion on the matter? This is similar. You can continue your habitual ways of using your brain, or you can try these, and I'm not going to say the word try, you can start to practice these essentials to change and my tips today to overcome your anxiety for change and then reap the benefits of having a more productive way of thinking, feeling, and enjoying your life. And this involves needing a lot of patience and persistence. So remember that. Successful people keep plugging away, even though they may not see immediate benefits or rewards in their hard work. People with kind of the stick-to-it kind of thing are more likely to get what they want and eventually than people who want it now. So you can have those 60-second tips and start boosting your optimism. And as you do that, it's important to not judge yourself if you have a slip-up and to follow these fear-changing habits and essentials I'm teaching you today. A couple last items I'd like to leave you with is to take a worry break. So instead of wandering through life with a constant buzz of this free-floating anxieties, do some what I call worry breaks. During the breaks, even for 10 minutes, really think about and observe what you are tossing around in your head. Are you worrying? Or are you looking at solutions that are coming up to these improvements and changes of what you want to make in your life? Immediately follow with a few minutes of planning what you'll do to overcome what you just worried about. And just do this for a total of 10 minutes and don't indulge in any other thought processes of that. Just take a worry break, observe what you're worrying about, write it down, think of those solutions, because as I've been teaching in this podcast, people who are happy and optimistic focus on solutions, not problems. They create an exciting vision for their lives. They take steps to create that vision and make it in reality. They take steps for it and their goals, and they exhibit a can-do attitude. I think it's important to revisit my happiness challenge. And for those who haven't heard about the happiness challenge, what I'd like you to do is every day, for 1 hour a day, 60 minutes a day, just observe your thoughts. See which ones are coming in. Are they upbeat or upset? Or are they happy or are they upsetting? Just observe, do not critique what thoughts come up in your head. And when you recognize that in that hour, immediately switch it to more empowering thoughts, ways you can problem solve, what you can do about that. If you're feeling upset, switch it to, I'm concerned, but I can figure out what to do with my life. So remember the happiness challenge, 1 hour a day, observe your thoughts. If they're negative, do not judge them or criticize or beat yourself in the head. Immediately just switch it to one of those empowering 67 habits I talked to you about, which is finding solutions to your problems. Constantly ask you, what is the solution to that problem? If you're dwelling on a situation, dwell on what are the possible remedies for that. And do this for 1 hour a day over the next 2 weeks. And let me know how you're doing with that and what stories you might be developing about that. Let me know how this lesson today and fears and fixing your fears and the happiness challenge lands with you. If you have any questions, please email me. My email is Dr. Mercer, that's DrMercer, at positivelifeanswers.com. You can feel free to email me your questions and comments also using the contact us form on our website, positivelifeanswers.com. You can also see on our online store two books that are really related to this podcast episode called Spontaneous Optimism, Proven Strategies for Health, Prosperity, and Happiness, and Bouncing Back from Difficult Times. If you buy that from me directly, I can autograph to you. So if you're stuck and need more help on these topics, you can also contact me about my unique intensive coaching sessions. So use my email or the contact form to get in touch with me. So please use my email or contact us form on the website to contact me regarding my patented intensive coaching sessions. And also, if you want me to speak at an organization or conference that you belong to. I recently did that for a group of leaders, and we talked about creating an optimistic workplace and how to become an optimistic role model. So let me know if you're ready to take a leap in your path to changing or improving your life. And if you've been listening to my podcast for a while now, please leave your 5-star ratings and comments on podcast apps such as Apple or Spotify. Not all podcast platforms allow a rating. And if you go to the YouTube channel with the current episodes, you know, click a thumbs up for me and also sign up to follow this podcast on the YouTube channel. I greatly appreciate it in order to grow the show. For those who are new to my podcast, I'm Dr. Miriam Mercer. I'm an author, speaker, psychologist, intensive coaching co-creator. I created this method with my co-author and husband on certain other books, Dr. Michael Mercer, and we've used our method for many years to transform people's lives. And we authored Spontaneous Optimism, and my new book is called Bouncing Back from Difficult Times. So my unique background and experiences gives you the tools and the edge you need to improve your life. And you may have seen me or heard me on radio or TV. I've been on many shows, including Oprah, Home and Family, and many more. And I've been quoted in many publications and magazines, including Self, Medium, Fitness, Health, Fitbit, Redbook. And I delivered speeches and workshops and co-founded the website PositiveLifeAnswers.com. So if you go to PositiveLifeAnswers.com now, you can sign up for my free newsletter, and I do mean free. And when you sign up, you'll receive a free guide called Quick Tips to Become More Upbeat and Optimistic. So if you just found me on this podcast universe, it's a great way to get started or catch up on some of these quick tips. So if you go to my PositiveLifeAnswers.com newsletter and sign up for it, and it's free, you'll get this quick tips to become more upbeat and optimistic. So I appreciate your following me. And on a final note to my listeners, this podcast aims to provide useful information to my listeners. It's published with the understanding that your host, Dr. Marianne Mercer, is not engaged in rendering professional services, counseling, or therapy through the contents and the tips of this podcast. If professional service is sought by the listener, such as counseling or medical advice, then the listener is responsible for seeking the services of a competent professional. And I recommend contact your local psychological association for referral, or contact your primary care doctor for referral in your in-network program. So thank you for listening. Make it a fantastic week. We'll see you again soon. This is Dr. Mary, Dr. Miriam Mercer.